Hello, beautifuls. Welcome to Intuitive Conversations with Christine Keeland and Renee Keen. I'm Christine.
I'm Renee. As best friends and intuitives, we have fantastic conversations in all things spiritual. We have been inspired to share these conversations with you.
Hello. Hi, Renee.
Hello, Christine.
Really happy to be back with another podcast.
We are excited and we are so glad that you've decided to listen.
Yeah, so we really appreciate it. We get a lot of comments that these podcasts are helpful.
We do.
And we are so grateful for that. And that's why we're back. Yeah. This month we want to talk about acceptance.
We do. Yeah. And we all deal with that in different ways. But once we can learn to accept where we're at in any given situation, that's when we begin to move. Yeah. That's when we, you know, once we can embrace knowing what it is and accept what it is, then we can move and we can expand.
Expand, yeah. And this is all about the reason we do this podcast, because we want to expand our consciousness. We want you to understand yourself, really remember who you are. And you can't do that and can't accept what is actually occurring in your life. And a really good example that comes up over and over and over, and it's relatable to people, because we all are people, haha. But
as I said,
but many people are married, or they're in a relationship. Everybody's in a relationship, right? Parents, child.
Of some kind. Mm-hmm.
And so what comes up often is the end of something. And people have a hard time sometimes. At least there's a part where it's hard to accept that something's changing.
Yes.
Right. And so what I see often is a marriage ending. And that's very difficult for people. And my role is to help them accept that it's ending. Mm-hmm. That what you perceive the marriage to be, whether you're the one asking for it to end or if it's amicable or whatever, like you have to understand something has shifted. Mm-hmm. And wanting it to be the same, to my perspective, causes pain. To want something that to be not as it is
can cause pain, and it can cause a great deal of disturbance.
It's disturbance.
A disturbance to the person who can't accept what is.
It's a disturbance. And it's a distortion. Yeah.
It can be physical. Mm-hmm. It can be mental.
Yeah.
It can be strictly emotional, but it can affect all of your fields if you can't accept where the relationship is at. And all relationships change.
That's the beauty of relationships, right?
That's part of it. So if one person, perchance, is not willing to change or has changed and decides that they're no longer invested in a relationship, oftentimes the other one is just bamboozled, like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
How did we get here? Sometimes we're very well aware of it, but oftentimes we don't want to make that change, and we can't see why. Well, if I love him more, maybe he'll stay.
Yeah.
Or if I do this, maybe.
Yeah.
We want people to understand that we have to accept where we're at, no matter how painful it might be to your heart, to your mind, to your physical being. How do we get there? That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. And that's where the genius is. And that's your genius. Mm-hmm. You get to decide. And again, there's no judgment. There's no judgment about what you are aware of in your life or what you're embracing.
Exactly.
This is just information to help you navigate things a little bit better. So if you're in a relationship and one, just accepting the possibility that relationships change, because that's growth in a relationship.
Yes.
And normally people get uncomfortable when things get stagnant. And so it's allowing yourself to understand, what am I experiencing? What am I maybe not being truthful with myself or the other person about?
Mm-hmm.
And that takes courage. And so accepting that I need to say, I'm looking at both sides of a relationship here, but you need to accept yourself first. What is it I need? Some people have the habit of not accepting or judging what they need or want, and then they do something that's maybe not of their best and highest intention or best.
They won't get the best outcome.
They won't get the best outcome. It just delays something.
Mm-hmm.
It can offer an opportunity for deeper conversation and growth. And even as we say that, everything's an opportunity for growth, right? Everything's an opportunity for growth. But if you don't accept that the other person has a different viewpoint than you, again, it's not right or wrong. You get to do that.
You do.
And you can do it for lifetime after lifetime, year after year. But it is, you have to look at where you are in that vibrational field. Mm-hmm. And when you want to change someone, that makes someone a victim and that makes you a savior. And that's not right or wrong, but that's a vibrational field you may be trying to get out of. And that's why you're in this experience.
Exactly.
Because you create your experiences.
Mm-hmm. And you get the opportunity to ask yourself, whether I'm the victim or the savior, is this really what I'm here to experience?
Yeah.
Or I've experienced this now, and now I'm done with it. I understand it. And where do I go from here?
And then look at your patterns. Is this something you repeat in your life, that I'm trying to help someone? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to save someone. I'm trying to change them. I'm trying to redirect them. Or am I the one that's being redirected? Am I the one in the victim role? Am I the one that wants something different than what it is? And we're not saying not to want. We want you to desire things.
Yes.
You create absolutely. From desire. You create from thought.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help you not be stuck in something that doesn't serve you.
Exactly.
And you have to embrace, like, this is the experience I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
Like Renee said, and then how do you accept it? And there may be steps into accepting.
There can be.
You can get blindsided. This is not what I thought. I have a dream, a perception of what, yes, a vision of what a marriage is, a relationship is. You have to kind of like let that falter a little bit so you don't get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
What are your comments?
Well, I like how you said that you may have a perception or your dream of what a marriage is. And so I would ask people, if you're in a situation like this, and we're talking marriage, but it could be a job.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, you can
a residence.
Fill in the blank, you know, with what works for you. But let's stick with this, the marriage piece.
Yeah.
So when you can accept that this particular relationship, this particular marriage has come to its end, mm-hmm, or its conclusion based on one or the other or a mutual decision, you don't have to give up your dream of what marriage looks like for you. This just might not be the marriage that looks like this for you.
And maybe with the awareness and the acceptance that this is what it is,
mm-hmm,
that actually like germinates the best thing, which may still be in the relationship. You may continue the relationship, it may be divorce, but it's like once you acknowledge my role, what's my responsibility, mm-hmm, I can't blame the other person because they're not meeting my needs, or they're not hearing me, mm-hmm, or they don't understand, or they just, or maybe it's just, maybe, mm-hmm, the vibrations have just shifted.
They could have.
And you're not in the same vibrational, mm-hmm, field. And there's sometimes people have a habit of, if I just do it differently, if I just do it differently, and that's saying I need to change me.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something about yourself you need to change, absolutely. That's where the awareness and accept, because you have to accept yourself as
first
you are
and
without
foremost.
Judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you are someone who does, maybe you people please,
mm-hmm,
and you put yourself aside, maybe you complain, like whatever that may be. But if you don't accept your reality, you will never change your reality.
No, no. And I guess what I was trying to say,
yeah,
was when you get all this figured out with yourself, mm-hmm, and you have a vision of what you want to create, it doesn't just dissipate because one time it didn't work.
No, yeah.
Or maybe it's been a multiple.
It is a practice.
It's a practice, and you just have to.
And it's intention.
Yes. Yes.
And you don't give up.
And you. And not giving up is probably a piece in the marriage thing. Everyone, mm-hmm, thinks I'm giving up on the marriage. You may not be giving up on the marriage at all. Or you may be giving up on the marriage, but as long as you don't give up on yourself.
Yeah.
As long as you don't give up you in the process. And that's what we really want you to understand,
yeah,
that no matter what, where you're going or what you're doing, don't give up you.
Yeah. And look at your beliefs regarding the situation. Is your belief, mm-hmm, that you stay in a marriage and you stay for
no
the
matter
benefit
what.
Of the children or financials? Like, that is a limited perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to open up your perspective and see all the possibilities, that are available to you, and that you get to create them. And maybe you don't even know what the next creation is because it's not, you can't imagine it yet, but it's in there. Once you just start to shift a little bit, it's like the dominoes fall.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And you alluded to it earlier. You may end up with the best relationship with this person once the divorce or separation or whatever happens. You might have the best relationship you've ever had with this person because maybe for the first time you're actually being honest and forthright in what you desire, and they are operating in the same mode. So you may end up with the best relationship ever.
And not allowing something to shift and change and grow outside of your parameters of what this should be, that is restrictive for both of you. That is not, again, it's not a judgment, it's just a truth. When you restrict yourself, it is not expansion.
Exactly.
Right? And we stay in those spaces for a very long time. That's why we keep looping through things, and that's okay. But we have choice. We have choice in everything, and there's always a solution, whatever you consider a problem.
Always. And you usually are the key to the solution.
Absolutely. You are your key. You hold all your answers.
You do.
And how do you find your answers? You go into silence. You stop distracting yourself.
And you take an
honest
look
inventory
of you and who, and really, what are your desires? What are you? You may think this is what you want, but is it? I mean, it's an opportunity to recategorize, reinvent, recreate, look at everything about you. Understanding who you are in this moment and accepting who you are in this moment helps you get to the next space.
And that's self-responsibility too. What's my role? How have I created this? Why have I created this? Am I done with this experience?
Coming to understand that piece is probably, especially in a divorce separation kind of a deal, that's probably one of the biggest pieces, coming to that understanding.
We create our best lives, even when you may not think it's your best life.
We do. And, you know, we also allow all those distractions to come in and kind of sidetrack us away from what we're working on. So I would encourage you, when you're looking at those things about yourself or your relationships, whatever, your job, when you're really diving in there to see what's actually there for you.
And what have you put in place to be a distraction so you don't have to look and see what is actually occurring in your own life? And that's for all participants, right? You can only do you.
You can only do
you. Maybe you recognize somebody you're having a relationship with has a lot of distractions in there to not get to the meat of an issue. And how are you doing that? And if you feel like you just keep butting your heads, then that's an awareness for you. I get to do it differently.
I do.
Yeah. So you mentioned about, you know, distractions. One thing that's helpful is to not, we talked about a little bit of how we layer things together.
Yes.
You know, both of us love music.
Yes.
And we can put that in place to just not be totally in the moment. I've taken up a practice. I love listening to music, but it used to just be background music. This does tie into what we were talking about. It's awareness. I just try, like, if I'm going to have the music, I want to enjoy it. I want to not be doing other things. I want to be paying full attention. When you have full awareness of your own life, that's where the magic comes in. That's where the choice comes in.
And I do like that when we were talking about that earlier, about the layering of how, you know, why do I think when I go for a walk, I have to have my headphones on? Can I just go for a walk without my headphones? I love my music and I love my headphones, but can I just enjoy whatever I'm in for what it is in the moment? Like you said, you've started just listening to the music and the music you want just in the moment.
And if you're taking a walk, enjoy that. Like enjoy the small moments. Life's made up of really small moments. Enjoy that.
It is.
And that's where your inspiration comes in. That's where you hear yourself talking to yourself. Not the repetitive looping, you know, the junk. It's like junk noise. Like what's really, like, your inspiration comes through in the silent moments.
And I can say, when you allow yourself that space, that quiet, that time, you're going to find, by not distracting yourself with whatever it is, you're going to find some of your answers. Your answers might be very small, very minimal, but they might just be the piece that gets you over the edge that says, oh my gosh, why am I?
It's going to be that
why
big
am
aha.
I? Yeah. Why am I so hell bent on staying with someone who doesn't want to be with me?
Yeah.
I got to look at that. Why am I hell bent on staying with someone who doesn't want me anymore?
And why am I so attached to ideal?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I attached to a institution?
Yes, marriage is an institution.
Why am I attached to something that is outside myself?
Mm-hmm.
And why am I holding on to an old belief?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to do it, like no judgment.
Yeah, whatever answers you get for yourself are what you get.
But if you're listening to this program, I congratulate you.
Yes.
Not because we're the wise ones. We just told our own wisdom, but you're investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to this and listening to yourself and other things because you want to know more and you want to have a more expanded life with more possibilities
mm-hmm.
for all experiences without judgment. So, yay, congratulations.
Yay.
Keep doing you.
Yay. Do you.
Yeah.
And ask yourself the hard questions. I'm going to say that
differently.
Don't run
away from life.
Don't run away from it, but give yourself the space mm-hmm. to ask yourself the hard questions or to let things come in, because we are so programmed to think that this is the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it's supposed to be. Well, maybe it was, but maybe it's no longer necessary.
And don't judge how you're responding to a situation. Maybe you're finally, I'm going to take that word away. Maybe your emotion you're feeling is relief because I finally made a decision, or the other person made a decision I don't have to make. Or maybe I'm just sad because what I thought was isn't available to me anymore. Or maybe I feel, maybe I just feel like I should have done better. Like that's more of a feeling than an emotion, but really kind of narrow things down best you can. But don't bypass it.
No.
Don't bypass things.
Or
you're going to go
it.
Beyond it.
Don't bury it somewhere.
You do it until you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But again, not judgment. And the reason I bring up relief because some people think, well, you shouldn't be relieved because something's ending.
Exactly.
That is like you mentioned some of your family is like ending a position.
Yes.
A career position.
Mm-hmm. And it's a celebration.
Yeah. And like, way good for that person.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little bit like, well, maybe I shouldn't.
Exactly. There is a little bit of that energy.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, you aren't in love with this job. You aren't, it's not making you thrive, it's bringing you just drudgery because it's
and bringing
just
you
this, you know,
a greater life, a bigger
now you have
you
more
know,
opportunity
and to do what you want. So allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without a judgment or a preconceived notion of what it should be when something ends
mm-hmm.
or something begins.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, it's the opposite, something's beginning, it should be this, and you're disappointed
mm-hmm.
or you're joyed. Like, I don't want to get stuck in any one field, but it's just about what are you aware of?
It really is.
Yeah.
And the acceptance
mm-hmm.
of where things are at for you. But if it's in a relationship, you have to accept where the other person is
mm-hmm.
too. And that can sometimes be the more difficult piece of it.
Yeah.
Which opens it up for us to look at, like, why is this?
Yeah.
Why can't I accept that this is where we're at?
And also go back to you are the creator, you're a source energy. So why have you created an experience and why have you created partnerships with people or
mm-hmm.
careers that bring you to a heightened sense of your own, of who you are?
Yes.
It's to guide and get you out of the amnesia state. It's so that you see, yes, I do, I'm repeating myself again, but we do create things. We create our lives. Not things. We create our lives.
We create our lives.
We create our lives. And you may wonder why. But
and I'm not sure if we've mentioned this before, but intention is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't necessarily feel that way, but I still feel that way in that if I start my day with the intention like this is going to be just one great, fabulous, beautiful day. If that's my intention, it doesn't matter if it's storming outside. It doesn't matter if whatever's going on, because my intention is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
So my focus is on, it's not good even, it's going to be a glorious, great day. I'm going to love every moment of it. if I intend for that to be that way, that's what's going to happen, regardless of what's going on out here or with anyone else. Now, I can let someone come in and wreck my day if I allow them the space to do that. But I'm in control of what my day looks like, regardless of what the weather looks like, regardless
Absolutely.
Of what
yeah.
happens here. So I use that as an example because you can set that intention with, I am going to come to understand why I'm in this space, why I'm here. My intention today is to look deeply into who I am and why. It works just as clearly for that. If you really intend to do that, and if you really focus on you, you'll get that done, as long as you don't let anyone else distract you,
right,
or anything else distract you, because you will figure it out. You are a powerful being with great wisdom.
So I think, again, it's like not judging the experiences right or wrong, because you'll get lots of different experiences coming at you.
Oh, many.
And you get to cultivate the practice of finding the beauty and appreciation, gratitude of every experience. Because life is not just an upward trajectory. It is ebb and flow, your vibration, your experiences, your emotions go up and down. It's not judging anything. But the more intention you have of what it is you want to project out and what you want to experience, I'm not going to say it's easier or harder. It just is. It just is. And you get to embrace life through your lens. You and I can both be walking in a rainstorm. And I may see a rainbow. You may see two. I may fall on a pedal. Like, whatever it may be. So it's really your perception is yours.
It is.
It is yours. And going back to marriage, somebody may think, thank God this marriage is ending, and somebody else may go into deep sorrow. Neither one's right or wrong. It is just what it is in that moment and the vibrational field you're in.
Yes,
and it's all gives you an opportunity to expand your consciousness.
And oh, this just popped in back to the marriage thing.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say it this way, but I don't know how to say it differently. So it's like, the only person you can control is yourself. And you're not really controlling yourself, but you're responsible for yourself. So in whatever relationship that you're in, understand that all you can control or have intention for, or whatever we're talking about, is for you.
Yeah.
So you have no control. I don't have any control over Chris.
No.
Chris doesn't have any control over me. To think differently is just a pipe dream or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Because we have been so controlled and manipulated. We still have this desire somewhere within our DNA cells to control or manipulate another person.
And that comes from fear.
And it does. So when we want to keep somebody that doesn't want to be kept, that's that,
and so
piece
that's,
again, kind of pulling in there. So look at that for yourself. Why do I have a fear of being alone? Is this what I'm fearful of? What is my piece here?
And what's your intention? Is your intention to live life through the lens of fear or the lens of love?
Exactly.
And if it's love, then you get to like embrace that and work and practice that. I'm loving myself through this experience, but I'm also going to love them where they're at. I'm not going to blame them or diminish them. I'm not going to blame or diminish either party. And mostly what I witness is people operate from fear.
Mostly.
It's just a vibrational field that we're processing our way through. Fear of people see loss fearfully, not as an opening. And I'm not here to tell you how to do that.
No.
But you get to decide. I think that's a good thing to look at the next couple months. Am I experiencing this through the lens of fear or the lens of love? You can't do both. And fear is judgment, and love doesn't.
And love reminds me of what's the old saying growing up? If you love something, set it free.
Set it free, right? Yeah.
If you love something or someone,
yeah,
that means you too. That means you too.
That means you set you free.
That means you can set yourself free, free of all of those pieces that you've kept.
And that's that opening too, because restriction mm-hmm. is so tight, and you can suffocate yourself and suffocate someone else. I think
you
that,
can.
I think one of the most difficult experiences in life is when you betray yourself.
Oh.
When you deny yourself something you know at your core is no longer in your best interest, and we will spend a lot of time trying to avoid change.
Absolutely.
I don't want to change. I don't want to change. It may not even be an awareness that you're avoiding change. It's just a pattern and a habit. It's that unconscious doing. I just unconsciously go through my day. So just that intention is so important. And it's practice and it's intention. And it's practice, 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 practice more.
More.
More. And just keep being aware. And embrace yourself. Love yourself through it. And when you find yourself in judgment, just recognize, I'm in judgment today, but that's not really loving myself.
I think you hit really key on the word betrayal. Because I would say some of my lowest moments in life have been that.
I know.
When I've discovered that I actually betrayed myself.
That is so.
That I actually betrayed who I am by trying to be someone else.
Yeah.
So that's
I think
that's a big one.
From what I've experienced myself, what I've witnessed in others, that is really a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But once you recognize it, you quit doing it. You don't quit. You may not quit doing it overnight. Or maybe, like, if you're really, like, a bright genius, not like me. No, just kidding. That's
I want to give an example of what that is. And and you can correct me if I mean if it doesn't resonate. We did a podcast earlier that we thought we were going to do out. We were listening to it, and we both just kind of went, this is flat. Had we put that podcast out just because we wanted to be done with it, that would have been a betrayal to me. Because I knew it wasn't...
wasn't what
it
we wanted.
It didn't have the energy. It didn't have the flow. It was a flat podcast. There probably was some good stuff in it. But that would have been a betrayal to me or to you because we would have just done it because, oh, we got to go somewhere else. We got to move on or whatever. So betrayal happens in, you know, that's a simple way. But it happens more often than we think. So be aware. It's even when... you're invited somewhere and you don't want to go. You don't want to go. And it's like, oh, I should go. I got to go. I got to go. And when you say no, that you're not going to attend, it becomes really like good. It feels good. It doesn't feel bad. But if you go, it almost always feels like you betrayed your understanding of what you should
and
do.
And you'll start to recognize it. Maybe not the first time off, but you start because you're not enjoying it or it just feels icky or like you're just a, and eventually it's like, it's okay if I don't do what I used to do.
Exactly.
That's where the challenge is, like letting things evolve without holding on to what you know. It's like, holding on to what you know is a place of, I don't know, so I'm going to stay what I know because I'm scared of what might show up.
Exactly.
Or I'm scared of what does show up. So it's like, give yourself a lot of grace and give yourself the knowledge and the wisdom that you have within you to allow change to happen for your benefit.
Yes.
I love that you brought up the, you know, going to lunch thing because that's the same thing I was thinking too. It's like we do that often or volunteer. Like I was a queen of volunteering to have people's parties, Tupperware parties or something.
Whatever,
like,
yes.
Because at the moment I want to help somebody and then I'm thinking, I really do not want to invite anybody to my home to buy stuff. I don't even want.
I don't want.
Nothing against anybody's whatever they're selling, but like, I did that for a while. I'm like, what am I doing? This is like a disservice to both of us. And it's just honest. But in that moment, I went right into an old
I'm going to save them.
Yeah. And it's not a big, and it went in even deeper. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal if I diminish myself and really kind of betray myself for someone else's benefit. And that may seem like an extreme, you know, like I'm making it too big a deal. But it really is a betrayal to yourself.
It is, and that's what that's one of the pieces we're trying to get you to understand that it's always not this great big huge thing that we see. Sometimes it's just witnessing it on a very simple scale of like, why did I do that?
So
yay.
It takes courage. I think it really takes a lot of courage, and we recognize it and we see it and we really honor that. This month, pay attention.
It takes a lot of courage just to to stay here.
Yeah.
To be here, to stay here, and to want to embrace,
yeah,
and to want to expand. Yeah.
And I want to remind people too that if you're listening to this, you want the change.
You do.
You want the continued evolution of yourself. Mm-hmm. And for many people, it is really hard to do this, so they stay where they're at. And we do it for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime because it's just it's a gigantic challenge. And many of us are researching why we cannot live. We don't want to live like this anymore because we know there's so much more. We remember who we are. We remember all the greatness and that the creators, like, we've created universes and wonderful lives.
Yes.
So, congratulations.
Yay.
Yay.
Here we go.
Yeah. I think that's a good wrap up.
I think so too. We, as always, wish you joy, delight, love, wonder, happiness, and mostly, I'm going to say today, fulfillment. Fulfillment in discovering who you are.
Stay aware.
Mm-hmm.
And love yourself. Thank you.
We are forever grateful to you, our listener. You inspire us to continue listening with our hearts,
to share what we know, and to expand love, peace, and joy within ourselves and others. Until next time, this is Christine Keeland
and Renee Keene. Be love, give love, and receive love.